Lord, we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your word, Lord. And I think about what Phil was doing this morning with the charts, Lord, and showing us Bible verses and how we can witness to people, Lord. And we're just grateful for that, Lord, that you would even come down here and save men at all, Lord. So we are truly grateful for that. I pray now, Lord, that as we sing these songs, that I know for myself it's real easy just to sing the songs and not think about what the words are saying. So help us to look at these words and think about them and be thinking about you, Lord. Help us to praise you. That's what this is called, the praise and worship time. So help us to praise and worship you, Lord. Forget all the things in our life that go on and just focus on these songs and focus on you. We need your help, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the first song is Meekness and Majesty. Now, this song talks about God being majestic, Almighty God, and meekness, like being low, right? Okay, so we've got God being the highest, and He came down to be a man, to be low, like a man, right? So I tried to come up with an analogy, God to man, and then like man to something lower. And I thought, oh, okay, I got it. God to man is like man to a cockroach. That's kind of the dirtiest, ugliest, nastiest bug, right? A cockroach, right? So then I start thinking, you know what? There's two reasons that that's wrong. One, man is nowhere near God. He's holy and perfect, and we are nowhere even close to God in holiness, in pureness, right? And then I thought this too, comparing us to the cockroach, I'm insulting the cockroach. You know that? I'm insulting the cockroach. You know why? The cockroach never sinned. The cockroach never rejected God. We've all sinned. We've all rejected God. We all go our own way and do our own thing. We're worse than a cockroach. But you know what? In that chorus, it says, oh, what a mystery, meekness and majesty. So it's a mystery that God would come down here and be as low as a man and come and die for men. He came down here to die to save sinners. And that's the kind of God we got. Right? Isn't that awesome? That's the kind of God we got. We need to worship Him and thank Him for coming down here to save us.
Yeah.
Okay, this next song in the chorus, it says, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." And I was thinking, my mom's here, and when I was growing up, she took care of me. She did a very good job taking care of me. And now I'm married, and I have my wife, and now she takes care of me. And she does a good job taking care of me. But neither one of them can take care of me like Jesus. Because here's why. They can't do this. See, in the chorus it says, "No one else could take the sin and darkness from me." My wife and my mom can't take the sin and darkness from me. Jesus can. The two things that Jesus gives me that I need in order to stand in the presence of God, I need two things. I need to be perfectly righteous. Jesus gives me that. He lived a perfectly righteous life, and He gives me that. And the other thing He did is He went to the cross, and He took care of my sin problem. He died for all my sins. In order to stand before God, we all have to be perfectly righteous and never done anything wrong. And the only one that can do that and give that to us is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can care for us like that. Okay, this next song here, I want to look at the third paragraph. It says this: "And when I think that God, when I think about God, His Son not sparing." He didn't spare His Son, but He sent Him to die. Okay, that's one thought. God sent His Son to die. The other one, the other part of the paragraph says this: "That on the cross, my burden or my sin was gladly bearing," or gladly, "He gladly bore my sin on the cross. He bled and died to take away my sin." And I thought, this paragraph talks about God the Father and God the Son. And I thought, which one is harder? To send your Son down to earth and pour your wrath out on your own son for somebody else, like me or you, if you're a Christian? Is that hard? That's hard. Or is it harder that Jesus came down here and was on a cross and received the wrath from His Father for somebody that's yelling out, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" Right? That's what they were yelling at Him when He was on the cross. But He's dying for people that are hating Him. Which one's harder? Man, that'd be tough. Either role would be tough. And you know what? I don't know which one's harder. I wouldn't want to be in either position. But I know this. That just shows us how great God is. That He would do that, and that should make our souls sing, like this song says, "How great Thou art." Okay, this last song here, well, my print's a little different, but it says this. It says, "He knows my name, He knows my every thought, He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call." Talking about God. Now, God knows everybody's name in here. God knows everybody's name in the whole wide world. He created everybody. He knows everything. He's God. He knows it all. He hears you when you talk. He knows when you're talking, right? He knows if you're crying. He knows everything. But there's two ways that He knows you, two different ways, or one of the other ways, and two different ways that He hears us. And I'm going to give you examples out of the Bible here of what I'm talking about. In Ezekiel 8:18, it says, "Therefore I will deal with them in anger. I will not look on them with pity or spare them. Although they shout in my ears, I will not listen to them." Doesn't sound like He's hearing you, right? I mean, He's hearing you, but He's not listening to whoever He's talking about here. That's God talking there. Here's another one. Zechariah 7:13. "When I called, they did not listen. So when they called, I would not listen, says the Lord Almighty." See, God's not always listening in a listening way. He can hear you. He knows, but He's not listening to you. These guys, He said, "I called you, you didn't listen, so now you're calling, I'm not listening." So there's a way that He listens or hears you, right? And then, God knows you, but does He know you? Know you. There's a different way to know you. Jesus said this in Matthew 7:21-23. These are the words of Jesus. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" So does Jesus know who they are? He knows who they are, but He doesn't know them in a saving way. There's a way that Jesus knows you in a saving way, and there's just a way that He knows you because He created you. And just because noise comes out of your mouth doesn't mean He's going to answer your prayer. Doesn't mean He's listening to you, right? If my kid asked me for a bicycle, I'd probably give him a bicycle, right? That's my son. He wants a bicycle. I'll give him. If some kid across the country calls me up and says, "Hi, I'm Johnny. I want a bicycle." "I don't even know you. I'm not going to give you what you want, right?" But listen, there's two ways that God knows you. Because He created you or because He saved you. It's two different ways. But here's the solution. In 1 Corinthians 8:3, it says this, "But the man who loves God is known by God." You want God to know you in a saving way? Love Him. How do we love Him? We obey His commands. We repent and believe the gospel. You repent, believe the gospel, God will know you in a saving way. Let's pray. Lord, we are grateful that You're a God of mercy and compassion. And Your Word tells us that. And we know that You created everything. You made everything. You know everything, Lord. But I'm grateful, Lord, that You know people in a saving way. And I pray, Lord, today, if there's somebody here that doesn't know You, like Your Word says, Lord, that they would seek You out and they would repent and that they would love you and obey your commands like your word says, Lord, and then they can be known by you. So I pray if there's someone here today, Lord, that doesn't know you, that they would make that the number one thing on their list is to know you. Lord, I thank you for Charles and Mona being here today, and we're going to hear a message from him, Lord, and we're thankful that they come here to visit us, Lord, and I just pray that you would be with Charles and use him as an instrument in your hand, that he says the words that we need to hear, and that you open up our hearts and our minds so that we can understand your word. We thank you for your love and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.